I can't. Now there is a phrase, if I hear that again, I might just go berserk. Dealing with teenagers on a regular everyday basis, this is something that I hear all the time and it drives me crazy. I like can't. I totally, literally can't even right now. Really? You literally can't even pick up a pen and take notes? Well, I think you're literally going to get a detention right now. My children do this kind of thing too. Dad, I can't put on my shoes, even though I'm 8 and I've been doing it for 6 years already. It's amazing, I guess sometimes even amusing, how quickly we come to terms with weakness, that we can't do things. But you and I know, as we get older, it gets more serious. Soon our schedules start overloading and the bills start piling up. The doctor visits, the ailments, the heartache, the heartbreak, and there gets to be times where we're in situations where it is true that we literally can't. You know, there was a time when the Apostle Paul had this kind of situation. He was begging and pleading with God to take away this thing that was plaguing him, whatever it was. But this was God's beautiful response to him. The Lord said back, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." I might feel at times like I am so weak, like I have absolutely nothing. But the fact is, God says, I actually have everything I could ever want or need because I have His grace. It's God's grace. It's His undeserved love that leads Him in compassion to listen to your prayers, to help you, to heal you, to support you, to strengthen you. It's God's grace that leads Him to treat you like you are His own dear child. Sometimes when I feel so weak, I am driven down to my knees because I can't. But those are the moments God says that through my Lord Jesus, I can, because in Him I am strong.